Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Man in America. I'm your host, Seth Holehouse. As you know, this war that we're in is taking place in all aspects of society, financial, education system, political, even our own backyards. But one of the big areas of this battle of good and evil has been the music and entertainment industry. We've seen it. Go flip on Netflix and see how many satanic and really degenerate movies and TV shows they're trying to pump into our brains. Go look at the iTunes top 10 chart, see how many of the songs are explicit lyrics or are promoting just horribly degenerate stuff. And so the reason why they're like this is because they know that the culture of our country, it spawns from what's happening in the entertainment industry and in Hollywood. And so if they control that and they make it evil, it makes a lot of our country very evil, which of course is what Satan wants. He's like, yeah, let's get America to just destroy itself by being godless and evil. So that way the fire and brimstone falls down and everyone dies and hey, good job, right? But of course we're resisting that. We're fighting back against it. And anybody that comes out of that industry and fights against it, you know, actors like Kevin Sorbo, for instance, really pose a threat to this system because they represent and they walked out of one of the most powerful tools of the evil. And now they're using those same tools for good. And so my guest today, musician John Rich, who maybe you heard his music. I know I did growing up. He has had a group, Big and Rich. One of the songs I remember was, you know, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, which I thought was always a fun country song. But anyway, he's a devout Christian and he is serious about taking his talents and his skill and his expertise and using it for good. And so he has just released a new song and a very powerful new music video, which we'll be diving into. The song is called Revelation, and it is about what you'd expect. So we're going to be talking about this, talking about the music industry, and so much more. So folks, please enjoy the interview with John Rich. Mr. John Rich, it is such a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
It's good to be on your show. I have followed you for a couple of years, ran across you back in the lockdowns, and I was kind of flipping through stuff. And I said, that's an interesting looking guy. I'm going to check him out. And man, you've done some incredible work. You've put a lot of spotlight on some really important subjects. You know, your commentary is thoughtful. It makes you dig deeper. So it's an honor to be on your show, man.
Oh, thank you. It means a lot coming from you. So you're, I think, a very powerful voice because you're someone that, you know, growing up, you know, I grew up in the middle of Ohio in the country. So, you know, we'd hear one of your songs come on from Big and Rich, you know, whether it's Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy or whatever it was. And I'd be at the, you know, at the country bar and it'd be great. And at that time, it was a whole different world. But now, you know, you see anybody that was, you know, they've gone one of two ways. Most people, it seems like if they had some sort of notoriety, especially within entertainment or music, they've, you know, really kind of they've re-signed that contract in the modern day, and now they're completely on board with the wicked agenda. But it's been only a few people that have really separated away from it, and I think they're now powerful voices in representing what I think music should be, right? Which is really uplifting people and bringing truth to people. And so, you've got a song that was just released, and if it's okay with you, we can just dive right into watching that music video first, and then just diving into the story behind it and everything. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, it sounds good. This is a song called Revelation. It's unlike anything I've ever written or recorded. It struck me back in November of 2023, like God hit me in the back of the head with a hammer. That's what it felt like. It took me less than an hour to write it. And it's now out. And I think it, especially in this particular time, is a really important thing for people to hear. So I'm looking forward to everybody watching it.
Great. Let's go and get started.
In the flames, the people cursed his name, bowed at the altar of the father of lies. But there's a number to their days and all their evil ways. The Lord's gonna turn away from all their cries. Oh, revelation, I can feel it coming like the dark train running. Coming back again. brimstone upon their heads, millstones around their necks. They'll feel shaken when the trumpet sounds. And no matter where they hide, there'll be nowhere to run when Jesus puts his mighty foot on the ground. I can feel it coming like a dark train running. Cold, get ready, 'cause the King is coming. The King is coming back again. Lightning flash, their voice will wail and their teeth will gnash. And he'll set fire to the evil ones and all the wickedness they've done. There'll be no time to turn around as the stars begin to hit the ground and the mountains fall and the veil is torn with the sounding of that seventh horn. Cold revelation, I can feel it coming like a dark train running. Done. The King is coming, and it won't be long.
Man. It gives you chills. So I guess I'll just hand it to you. I mean, you mentioned this feeling of that, you know, you need to write this song basically. And this is something that you won't see this in modern music industry at all. It's actually the opposite, right? It's like, you know, Sam Smith up on stage with, you know, cross dressing, and it's literally the inverse of this, and not just the imagery and what's representing, but the message, the battle of good and evil. But I guess I'll just hand it to you. What was that? What was the process in your soul of creating this?
Well, I am I'm an interesting problem for the bad guys, because I spent 30 years in the music industry at a high level. I learned how to write hit songs, produce hit records, make videos, how to market, how to work the press and radio and live audiences. And, you know, that's a lot. I mean, I've got a PhD in that. I'm a high school graduate, but I got a PhD in that. I know it, how to do it very well just from doing it for so long. So I'm an interesting problem for them, because normally an artist can't do what you're seeing in that video or hearing in that song without a record label, without funding, without people that are specialists in those fields, you know, record producers that are great or songwriters that are great or whatever. But I've got that all in my toolbox. I'm able to do all of that. So when you separate from the music industry, which is inherently wicked, in the beginning of that, when I separated from them, that was quite a thing, man, because I spent my whole life wanting to be on country radio and wanting to be play for as many people as I could and get as many plaques on my wall as I could. And I worked really hard at it and did really good at it. I mean, I was ASCAP Songwriter of the Year for 3 years in a row at one point. I mean, you know, riding the wave as high as you can ride it. So giving that up was a big deal to do that. But I came to a point that I think a lot of Americans are coming to at this point, and that is, what is it worth? What's it worth to you? Is your freedom of speech worth sacrificing for the approval, in my case, of the music industry? No, it's not. What about the verse that says, what does it profiteth a man to gain the whole world but lose his own soul? I can tell you there's a lot of people that you see in entertainment that have gained the whole world and they have lost their own souls. And the second their heart stops beating, it will not be worth it. It will not be worth it from that moment forward. For eternity, it will not be worth it to them. So I decided I'm not going to be that guy. And there are bigger things for me to do than to just be on country radio and sell concert tickets. Even though we still sell concert tickets and I enjoy playing for the crowds, there are bigger, more important things that I can be doing with the toolbox God has given me and the energy and the creative energy that he's given me and continues to inspire me with things. I've said this before, Seth, I think God only opens doors for people who have enough balls to run through them.
That's true.
I don't think he opens doors for everybody. I really don't. I mean, why is he going to waste his time opening a big door if he knows you're going to be too scared to go running through the door? And so my attitude has always been, hey, if you want me to do it, I'm your boy. Let's go. And so when this song entered my subconscious and came through the back of my head, and I went, I got to stop what I'm doing because I don't even know what this is that I'm hearing. I knew immediately where it came from. I grabbed a pencil and a piece of paper and sat down in a room in my house where nobody was at, got quiet, and here it came. Here it comes. And, you know, I did a little work tape on it. In the songwriting world, we call them a work tape. So you'll write the song, but you got to put it down on something so you don't forget, you know, what you said. And so I got out my phone, turned on the voice notes, and I sang it into the voice notes. And I walked around the house and listened to that thing probably 10 or 15 times. And I had chills, not because of listening to my voice, but because of what was happening in this song. I mean, it's straight out of the book. I mean, these are not lyrics I had to think about and come up with. It's all in the book. It's all right there. You know, when you hear the, when judgment comes like a lightning flash, their voice will wail and their teeth will gnash, and he'll set fire to the evil ones and all the wickedness they've done. There'll be no time to turn around as the stars begin to hit the ground and the mountains fall and the veil is torn with the sounding of that seventh horn. Now, have you heard that lyric anywhere? That's not even a lyric, Seth. That's right out of the scripture. It's right off the page. I just made it rhyme. Those aren't my words. That's John's words. The real John, the apostle John, the prophet John. So as I'm listening, I realized the reason it's freaking me out is because I'm hearing scripture. I'm hearing the unadulterated truth. It's just my voice that's saying it, but it was freaking me out. So I remember kind of looking up at the ceiling. I went, what do you want me to do with this? And the answer that came back to me was, I want you to take it all the way to the mat. Take it all the way down, like as hard as you can slam dunk this. That's what I want you to do. And I went, okay, this was last November. Okay, we're just now putting the song out here in mid-July. So I have taken a lot of time to think about the song, the video, how I want to put this out into the world. And there's probably a lot of people aren't going to like it very much, and that's just fine with me. You know, this song, if you're a real Christian, I don't mean like you believe you're a Christian. I mean, you know you are. You're a real one.
Folks, we all see it. Everything is getting more expensive. We're paying 2, 3, 4 times what things cost us a few years ago. And we know they're lying to us. 3% inflation, really? Think about it. Why are they telling us to keep our hard-earned money in the banks and stock market while they're rushing to buy gold and silver? That's right. governments and central banks around the world are dumping the dollar and scrambling to buy up gold and silver right now. These are smart people. They see the signs just like you do. They know the crash is coming. The dollar has lost more than half its value in the last 5 years, and our national debt's increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. Folks, it can't go on like this. Even Bank of America is warning about a dollar collapse. And if they're right, it's only a matter of time before our savings, our IRAs, and our 401ks could be wiped out. Look, right now, it's easy to buy gold and silver, but in the future, it may not be. Experts are saying that prices will keep surging, and UBS says gold could even go up to $5,000 an ounce. Kirk Elliott's phone has been ringing off the hook because the folks who get it aren't wasting time. Now, I can't tell you what to do with your hard-earned money, but I can tell you that even if just some of your savings are in gold and silver, you can rest assured that money is safe. So call Kirk Elliott today and protect your wealth. It's better to be 6 months early than 1 day late. So call Kirk Elliott today at 720-605-3900 or visit goldwithseth.com. Fill out the form, set up your free wealth consultation. Again, 720-605-3900 or goldwithseth.com. Folks, you better act today.
It should remind those people of how this thing ends up and that this is not a battle between Democrats and Republicans. This is not a Democrat between, not a battle between straight people and gay people, red states and blue states, communists and capitalists. It's none of that. This is a battle in that realm of spirituality, which the Bible also talks about. We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers. So when you see that video and you see that portal open up, when the lyric says, and the veil is torn, it talks about the veil. Like there's a very thin veil that separates us in the physical from what's happening on the other side in the spiritual. It's like very thin, like a veil. You can almost see through it. It says the veil will be torn at one point. So that's what you see in the video, is the veil being torn. And that's when you see Lucifer come blasting out of that fiery portal of hell. And on the other side, you see Michael the Archangel, boom, coming down out of heaven. And here they come. It's a visual representation of what the book says is going to happen.
Which is so powerful, because if you look right now, I think most people would feel like our country's at war. You know, they might say whether we're up against the Chinese and the Russians, or it's the left versus right. There's so much contention in this country right now. And I find that by design, most of it is us blaming each other. It's these, you know, these Marxist, these communist, class wars, left versus right. It's the straight versus gay, as you talked about. And I think the goal is to get us to view each other as the enemy and dehumanize each other and forget what's really going on. Because I think that that's why this is, you'd never see this video in, coming out of the music industry, the big controlled music industry, is because it destroys that illusion, right? It's not black versus white. It's not rappers versus, the country singers. These are all different things that they've manufactured to get us to not realize that fundamentally it's good versus evil. It's not even, a lot of ways, it's not even we the people versus the elites. That's still just human flesh and blood. And that's what I think that's where it takes me with this, is that reminder of whatever it is that we're doing. I think some people can see, of course, you had prophets throughout the Bible that they have these profound visions that they would write down. Some people can see. I think most of us can't, though. But I think that if you could see what was going on, if you saw what was happening in our country, I feel like you'd witness like billions and billions, legions and legions of angels and demons fighting for what the outcome of this country. And I think that's what they don't want people to think about, because when you go to that place mentally and spiritually, it lifts you out of these dialectical wars they're trying to trap us in.
Yeah. Well, and again, the reason the music industry would never let a song like this be heard is because a lot of them are the ones that are going to be going down in the end. I was saying earlier, real Christians, I hope it gives them strength when they see this. It reminds them they've read it in the Bible 1,000 times. Well, look at it as a representation of what that actually might look like. I did as good as I could, with this video, but there's something you've never seen before that you can imagine it for a minute. It should give them strength. And for people that are lost, I hope it rattles their cage, man. I hope they see it and go, what did I just look at? What? And they see the verses at the end out of Revelation. I hope they hit rewind and watch it again and again. And I hope it urges them to go give their life to Jesus Christ and turn around and repent and come on board. And then thirdly, for the truly wicked people in this world, I hope it scares them to death. I hope that they see this and it turns their stomach. I hope they hate everything about me from beginning to end, that I have reminded them in such a graphic way what the Bible says is going to happen to them when our boss puts his foot back down on this earth. They are done. Enjoy your time while you have it. You know, the first line of the song says, "Dancing in the flames, the people cursed his name and bowed at the altar of the father of lies." So that's when you see the Grammy Awards and the Super Bowl halftime shows and all this wide open demonic worship that's going on out here in the entertainment world. Okay, well, if you can put it in my face, I'm going to put it in your face. Let me show you the other side. You guys think you're powerful because you're on the Super Bowl? God does not care about the Super Bowl or the Grammys. I hate to tell you, he doesn't care. That's the devil's toolbox. The real story is you guys lose, and it's a final defeat. And so there's a lot in this song, Seth. I mean, this is no game. This song is no game. It is not playing around at all. And I hope it hits the mark. I'm going to push it as far and as wide as I can. And I'm grateful to someone like yourself for helping me get it out there. And the chips are going to fall where they fall. But I don't see how a song like this doesn't have impact on people. I really believe it will.
I think just the controversial nature of it. You know, I could see Rolling Stone doing a hit piece on the far right John Rich.
So.
You know, like that's what you need for this. And so, I mean, just now looking back at your career as a musician, like I said, I grew up hearing you play all over the place, and you know, you achieved that, you know, celebrity musician status, right? You know, of the, you know, oh, do you have the new Big and Rich album and whatnot? And so, I'm sure that journey was been amazing. The process of, you know, having that success and, you know, hitting those milestones and getting to that level. But at what point did you hit a point where you started to see that there was something dark about that industry, that there was something nefarious that maybe you didn't want to be part of? Or, I mean, because you in certain ways you were in the belly of the beast. So what did you see about it that maybe change your perspective of what the music industry really is in these days?
So I was invited multiple times by very powerful people to attend certain events and go to certain places. You know, these secret hangouts and this and that and the other thing. And thank God I had a dad that raised me to say, John, never become a part of somebody's club, group, secret, anything. He said, you're not loyal to groups of people. You're only loyal to the boss. That's it. And he drilled that into me. So as they would come and invite me to, you got to remember, like I said earlier, I was ASCAP Songwriter of the Year for 3 years in a row. I mean, I was smoking everybody in Nashville. Big and Rich selling millions and millions of records. I mean, I was producing records on other people, Gretchen Wilson and all these other big acts. And every time I got invited to go to those places, I would say, yeah, I'm good. Oh man, you got to come, man, because all these influencers are going to be there. There's going to be big, powerful politicians and multi-billionaires and people from all over the world, man. You're the hottest thing in Nashville right now. They could help you network. They got a hell of a pitch. I'll tell you, it's a hell of a pitch to make you want to go. And I just kept saying, nope, 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 nope. And finally, I think they got the message. Okay, we ain't going to be able to flip this guy. So they finally gave up. Now, I do know a lot of artists, though, that took the bait and got in there. And I can't speak to what they did or didn't do because I wasn't there. But I will say that a lot of those artists, when they take that bait and they decide to step forward, you watch their careers just explode. I mean, they get massive. You're like, where did this guy come from? How did he go from here to here overnight, basically? And that's because when they make whatever deal it is they're making with the industry, that the whole industry gets behind them and hits them with the, you know, with the afterburners, and boom, they blow up. And again, but then they got them. And it doesn't matter what that artist can't back out at that point. And so I never turned myself over to them. It was always no, not interested in your stupid party out in the woods. I don't think so. So I stayed out of it, man. And I'm my two sons now, I'm raising them. They're 13 and 14. And I'm telling them, let me tell you about this thing I got invited to one time. And their eyes are like this big, like, what? What is that? And so I'll give them the 13, 14-year-old version of what it is. I'll tell them the rest of it when they're a little older, but they get it. And they go, wow, I'm glad you didn't go to that. I go, yeah, me too. And I've talked to other artists out of not going to it. I've told them, hey, you watch out, man. If they ever invite you to go to that, it's a no the whole way. It's a dangerous, treacherous environment to be in the entertainment industry, especially if you're successful. They all come after you. And again, this song, Revelation, is, I would not be able to put this song out if I was still tied to that industry. Absolutely not. You know, a lot of people crack on me. They go, oh, John, you're washed up and you're a has-been and blah, blah. I said, man, if that's your opinion, that's totally fine with me. I'd rather be that and be a free man than still be out there and being on an award show answering to these jackals and having them have their hand around my throat and telling me what I can and cannot do. That's not freedom. Right now, Seth, I have more freedom than I've ever had in my life as a singer, songwriter, entertainer. I answer to no one except my wife and God, and that's it.
God first, wife second. But yeah, I know how that is.
Sure.
And yeah. So it's crazy too, because you look at people, the ones that kind of ride that lightning and they stay with it. You know, they're now 60, 70 years old, still doing the concert tour. Maybe it's like, why aren't they retiring and enjoying the good life? Because their contract hasn't run up, right? It's until they're dead. Or you see the ones that try to break out of it, you know, say Kanye or Britney Spears, and look what happens to them. Or just, you know, they join the 27 Club, right? Where they end up, you know, dead, overdosed, you know, who knows what. I mean, it's frightening. And so you think that that's a big way that, from your experience, how this works is that it really is what a lot of us imagine. There's some sort of secret party, wherever it's at, whether it's Bohemian Grove or the Playboy Mansion or some, you know, place that maybe is less, less well known, and people get pulled in. Their egos, right? You know, they let their guard down, which is, you know, one of the first steps to letting evil in, right? And they go there and they're getting all the praise and everything. Maybe before they knew it, they're doing some drugs, and they wake up the next day with, you know, who knows what had happened. And
well, somebody knows what happened. It's like Sean Combs. We just saw his whole place get raided.
Yeah, that's true.
And they said he had cameras in every single room. He's basically the Jeffrey Epstein of hip hop R&B. Okay. So how many people been through his house? I mean, what R&B or rap artist doesn't want to go to Sean Combs' house for a party? Everybody wants to go to that one. I mean, that's where you're going to maybe move up the ladder and, you know, who knows, big things could happen for you. But that guy's in there, got cameras in every single room. And it wouldn't matter if you were engaging in something or not. If you're even in the room when something's happening and you're on camera, they got you. I mean, it is nasty how these people play. So I have, thank God, he's given me enough discernment, which is one thing I've asked for since I was young. If you're going to give me anything, give me discernment, please, because I cannot tell who's what. And he has given me a good dose of that, where now people can walk up to me, politicians, even people in this environment here, Seth, like truthers, let's call them that. Some of them are right on and some of them ain't. Some of them aren't. And you better watch out. And now, go ahead and listen to it, but you better sit down and think about it, pull the book back out, read what it actually says, what's going to happen in this world and where your loyalties are supposed to lie, and always make that your baseline. This other stuff, hey, ultimately, we don't have a call in how this plays out, do we? You know, I know that a lot of people in the truther world say, the good guys have these big plans and all this stuff's going to happen and this is how it's going to go. And that may be true, but I'll tell you what, if the boss decides he wants to upend even the good guy's plans, if he decides that he wants to make it go a different direction, he can do that just like that.
So a lot of folks are not a big fan of all fruits and veggies. Some taste great, but many don't. And you have to admit, when you're in the produce section, all those vibrant colors of fruits and veggies look so good. Balance of Nature explains that all those colors you see in the produce section equals nutritional variety. Different colors signify different key nutrients. So if you only eat your favorite one or two veggies, you're missing a whole world of vital nutrients. And that's why you should eat a big variety of fruits and veggies. Well, I decided it was time to start taking Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie supplements each day. And get this, some Balance of Nature customers say the fruit and veggie capsules taste so good, you can actually chew them. So I gave Balance of Nature a try, and I'm glad I did. Are you ready? So whether you order online or call them direct, you must use a promo code Seth to get this special offer of 35% off and free shipping on your first order. As a preferred customer, call them at 800-268-751 and use discount code Seth, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code Seth to get 35% off and free shipping on your first order as a preferred customer.
Hey, ultimately, we don't have a call in how this plays out, do we? You know, I know that a lot of people in the truther world say the good guys have these big plans and all this stuff's going to happen and this is how it's going to go. And that may be true, but I'll tell you what, if the boss decides he wants to upend even the good guy's plans, if he decides that he wants to make it go a different direction, he can do that just like that. Can't he, Seth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anytime he wants to. So don't put your faith in mankind, even if they're the good guys. You can keep up with it. You can hope that's how it's going to go, but that is not where your faith belongs.
Are you seeing a reaction to the evil, right? So, you know, growing up, you know, I was listening to whatever's on the local radio and, you know, you don't think much of it. You know, my parents might have said, oh, you know, I'm not buying an AC/DC album. I don't like that. Or that new Metallica album. That's not going to be good for you. You can't have that. But yeah, I'd still find a way to get them and, you know, whatnot. And, but you know, you don't, I didn't really at that age, especially you don't look at that and think that these are evil things that are some part of some much darker agenda. But I think now it's so, you look at like the Grammys or the halftime shows, it's so in our face that you almost have to be, willing to be blind to it, to not recognize the evil in it. But on the flip side, I think that a lot of people are recognizing the evil and they're pulling away from it. And so from your perspective, are you seeing that there's some sort of revival happening? Are you seeing that the grip that the entertainment industry had on people, say 10, 20 years ago, is loosening as more people are seeing how evil it is? And are you seeing that there's something else being built that is much more positive and upright for mankind?
Yeah, I think that they have, as the devil does, overplays his hand. Yeah. He always has. He's the most arrogant creature that was ever created. He is arrogant. He is defiant. He's gonna take what you give him. It's interesting. Like first time he overplayed his hand, the biggest one is when he had Jesus crucified, because he thought he won. Yay, we killed Jesus. We had him crucified. We win. And then he comes back from the dead 3 days later, and that was the ultimate defeat. It had to go down that way, and I look at what's going on in the world of him overplaying his hand again, to the point to where, yes, to your point, people can't ignore it anymore. It is so in their face that where it seemed like a conspiracy theory, no, man, that's just art. That's just artistic. Now it's so ridiculous that you go, there's nothing artistic about it. Matter of fact, it's not even entertaining anymore. I mean, this is not, like you said, AC/DC or something, you know, throwing in this or that. This is like a full-blown production of horrific, demonic stuff. I mean, there's people carrying out seances on stage and you know, witchcraft. And I mean, like right in your face. And so, yeah, I think people are seeing it now and going, whoa, whoa, whoa. Kind of like in our country where you see the people running things right now have overplayed their hand to such a degree that people are finally starting to wake up, because the level of pain is going up so exponentially that it doesn't really matter if you're a Republican, Democrat, or otherwise, everybody's having the same problem at the same time. And so the worse things get, the more people are waking up to it going, whoa, I hate Donald Trump, but I cannot have that in my backyard. It ain't happening. You know, we're seeing all this go down. It's interesting how that works. The devil's been playing that way since day one. I mean, he overplayed his hand in the beginning when you go read in Genesis when he tried to overthrow God, you know, because he wanted to be God. And so he started a war in heaven and God goes, okay, let's fight. And when it was all over, he threw the devil and a third of the angels out of heaven and cast them down to the earth. Okay. Right. So he's been getting his butt kicked since the beginning, but he always goes to that ultimate level. And when he gets right there at the end and he thinks he's won, that's when our guy steps up and goes, wham. And that's what the song Revelation is about. That's what the video is depicting. Listen, man, it's a thing. It's hard for me to even talk about it. That's why I made the video and the song like they are, where I don't have to talk about it. Just watch it and listen to it. You'll catch it. I feel grateful that I get to be the messenger of this piece of work.
Absolutely. So for people that want to support this song, right, get it out there, get it to top the charts, what's the best way to do that? You know these mechanisms, how they work. I have no idea. I go into Spotify, I listen to a song, that's about it. So how can people that are watching this video go take action and have some effect that's going to get this song to reach more and more people?
Well, so the music industry, you know, their holy grail is the sales chart. You know, so where the singles are, where the albums are, this is just the single Revelation. So if you went to iTunes and downloaded this song, I think it's $1.29. You know, if enough people do that and you wind up at number one, and you're sitting above everybody else that's got these big record deals and all that, that's quite a statement. Wouldn't it be interesting to see a song that literally is derived from the pages of the book?
Literally called Revelation, right?
Called Revelation in the middle of July as we're heading into God knows what comes next. And everybody's minds are like, when is the big shoe going to fall? The timing of it is unbelievable. So go download the song. I would say interviews like this, pass this link on to your people and say, hey, check out this interview and this video. The video's on Rumble on my John Rich Music channel. Go watch that, forward that to other people. I don't have a marketing department. I don't have a record label. I don't have any of those things. I have the American people. I have Christians, brothers and sisters out there that if you think this is an important piece of music, do your thing. Let it rip.
So great. Okay, easy. Share the videos, whether it's YouTube, Rumble, etc. But the big thing is that if everyone watching can go to iTunes, if they have iTunes, right, go there and just buy the song. You know, $1.29. It's yeah, you know, a third or a fourth of what your coffee cups, you know, your coffee costs every day. So if we can get enough sales, because that's what I'm always seeing too, is I'm seeing it's, you know, oh, we're topping the iTunes chart. Like the iTunes chart seems to be one of the big factors that they're looking at. So if a bunch of people can go buy that song on there, that's going to help propel it up there into the charts. And so hopefully, you know, whether it's Cardi B or whoever it is gets knocked out of first place.
Well, yeah, if you're number one, then Billboard has to print that. I mean, it is what it is. Billboard has to say the number one song this week in America is boom. And if it's Revelation, that's what it's going to say. And the whole industry, you know, that's dealing a blow to them. That is popping them upside the head really hard. And they'll look down and they go, who? What label's he on? Well, he's not on a record label. Well, how is this even possible? Because they spend millions of dollars trying to get songs to those positions. So, yeah, if you got $1.29 to spare and you really like the song, you know, when you purchase it, man, you can listen to it a million times in a row. And that's the ultimate vote for me, is that I liked it well enough to hit that little download button. So if you feel moved to do so, please do.
Awesome. Well, I'll make sure that we put a direct link to it in the description for the video and podcast. That way people can go, as soon as they finish watching, you know, press the button, go do it. Do you have any closing words for the audience as we wrap up here?
None of us know what's up ahead here. We just know it's not good. We know it's going to get nasty and rough. I think really focusing on reading the pages of the book, really reading it, digesting it, culture, watch all the nonsense because we can't really get away from it. But always understand that your baseline truth is not coming from the news. It's not coming from Donald Trump. It's not coming from truthers. It's not coming from singers. It's coming from the pages of the book. That is the ultimate baseline truth. And if whatever somebody says counters what you're reading, that ain't the truth. It's as simple as that. So be digesting that word. And I'd say hunker down, man. You know, hang on to your friends and family. And you know, there's passages in the Bible that said a wise man plans for trouble. You hope you don't have it, but a wise man plans for it. You know, make sure you're planning to see whatever trouble's coming. And I think on the other side of it, I think things should be a whole lot different. You know, America is we're the most blessed nation there's ever been, most wealthy, most powerful. You could even say America is an empire. I mean, that's kind of, if you want to compare it to Rome or Greece or the, you know, the Babylonians or whoever. And that verse, Seth, in the New Testament that says, if my people who are called by my name will repent of their wickedness, I will return and heal their land. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. I don't have it in front of me. But you know that verse, right? Very, very popular verse. Notice it doesn't say, if the devil's people will repent, I will come and heal your land. It doesn't say that. It says, if my people who are called by my name, meaning my actual kids, my children, will repent. I believe a lot of what's happening to our country, the wrath that's being poured out, and I believe that will continue to be poured out, is being poured out on America because Christians have stood by and allowed this stuff to abscess and to explode in our faces. And the American church is absolutely shot full of holes right now. It's unbelievable how weak and ineffective and honestly blasphemous on a lot of levels with a lot of these churches. They've allowed the devil to walk right in the front door and sit on the front row and dictate how the service is going to go. We all know it. That is true. We've got preachers more concerned about selling books and tickets than they do about preaching the actual word of God and convicting the souls and spirits of mankind. So you let that go on long enough, and the boss ain't going to let that happen forever. At some point, he's going to love you enough to slap you all the way down to your knees, if not further. He did it to Israel over and over and over. In the book of Daniel, you've got Daniel there. He was a patriot. He loved Israel. He was a young man. So were his buddies. They were ready to fight Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians. We're going to kill every last one of them. And then the angel comes to Daniel and says, when Nebuchadnezzar and his armies come in, do not resist them. That's what he told Daniel. Don't fight. He said, if you try to fight them, you'll die. So don't, because I'm bringing him in. I'm bringing Nebuchadnezzar in because you guys are so far out of whack right now that I have to. So Daniel said, okay. And what happened? Here comes Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonians. They absolutely ransacked Israel. They castrated Daniel, threw him in a hole. And he eventually rose to be the second in command in the entire empire, because he's the only one that could tell Nebuchadnezzar what his dreams meant, because Daniel was connected right to the main man. He's connected right to God. So if you think America is immune to the wrath of God, you've got another thing coming. We are not. If anything, we deserve it more than anybody does. And I will go back to that verse again. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent, I will come and heal their land. Not the devil's kids, his kids. So if you're a Christian, take a hard look at that verse. Take a hard look at yourself. I know I'm taking hard looks at myself. I'm trying to cut the things off of me that are not helping, and I'm trying to bind stronger things to me and adhere myself to him as tightly as I possibly can. I do not want to be part of the reason that he brings the fire down on this country. So Christians better get their act together. I hope this song inspires them to do so.
I certainly hope so too. Well, John, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. I look forward to next time. Again, action item for everyone watching and listening: go buy the song, share the video, share the heck out of this interview, get more people to watch this. So again, it's been a pleasure having you, an honor. Thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Yes, sir. You keep up the great work. I'll keep following you too.
All right. Take care and God bless. Folks, perhaps you'd agree with me when I say that over the past 5 years, the mainstream healthcare system's credibility has plummeted. Alternative healthcare systems that aren't beholden to medical consensus or big pharma are on the rise. Sweetamine is time-tested and proven to boost your life with better health. It's one of the leading products that helps with inflammation and daily aches and pains. Just because you get older, it doesn't mean that you have to feel old. And folks, did you know that most of the diseases that make people sick and die these days are rooted in chronic inflammation, oftentimes due to glycine deficiency? So sweetamine is composed mainly of the amino acid glycine, the nutrient that the immune system uses to regulate inflammation. So with once daily sweetamine, most people feel the reduction in pain after just a few days. So I challenge you to the 12-day sweetamine challenge to fight inflammation and take control of your health today. So folks, buy sweetamine online at sweetamine.com or call 855-GET-SWEET. That's 855-438-7933. And make sure you use promo code Seth, S-E-T-H, to get a nice discount on your purchase. At the very heart of our democracy lies a principle we hold sacred, free speech. It's the cornerstone that supports every freedom we cherish. Yet in today's digital age, discussions about our wealth, our rights, and our future are being silenced or overshadowed in mainstream narratives, leaving many feeling voiceless in conversations crucial to our financial independence and security. This is where Wealth Protection Research steps in, armed with a mission that's never been more critical. Wealth Protection Research is not a financial advisory firm. They're defenders of free speech committed to giving a voice to the silenced. Wealth Protection Research tirelessly seeks out financial experts. These are the voices that challenge prevailing narratives, especially as we navigate the uncertainties of the 2024 election. Wealth Protection Research has created a 2024 Election Wealth Protection Report. This free report highlights the three best ideas for protecting and growing your money heading into the 2024 election. It contains ideas the mainstream media won't even touch, and listeners can get it completely free. So text IDEAS to 76626 to claim your free copy. If you believe in the sanctity of free speech and the importance of financial freedom, then act now. So text IDEAS to 76626 to claim your free copy of this 2024 Election Protection Report. It's time to widen the scope of what we're told, to hear the ideas the establishment does not think you can handle, and to take control of our financial destinies. So folks, today, text IDEAS to 76626 to claim your free copy.